It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 11th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is malaise, also pronounced malaise, and spelled M-A-L-A-I-S-E. Malaise is a noun that means an indefinite feeling of debility or lack of health, often indicative of or accompanying the onset of an illness. It can also mean a vague sense of mental or moral ill-being. Here's the word used in a sentence from Forbes by Ariel Shapiro. Nothing can make you forget the malaise of social distancing like the pain of being a teenager. The word malaise, which ultimately traces back to Old French, has been part of English since the 18th century. One of its most notable uses, however, came in 1979. Well, sort of. U.S. President Jimmy Carter never actually used the word in his July 15th televised address, but it became known as the malaise speech all the same. In the speech, Carter described the U.S. as a nation facing a crisis of confidence and rife with paralysis and stagnation and drift. He spoke of a national malaise a few days later, and it's not hard to see why the malaise name stuck. The speech was praised by some and criticized by others, but whatever your politics, it remains a vivid illustration of the meaning of the word malaise. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.